are here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council Conference in the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, Anaheim, California. I'm here with Mr. Joe Heck from CUNA Mutual Group. Joe, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We just got through doing the Excellence Awards in there. You did a fine job hosting as well.
Thank you.
You handed them out, did the interviews. You're a real pro, so
yeah,
well done.
Yeah, it's LA. You got to pretend, right?
Exactly. The land of pretending. All right. We're not going to pretend with this type of stuff here. You want to talk about digital lending, right?
Yeah.
And that's... I mean, everybody in this industry is talking about digital lending, the digital transformation, everyone's on a digital journey, and you guys are no different because you guys are supplying the needs for credit unions to embark on their digital journey or if they're already on their way. So give us a quick overview on what you guys are doing, and then we'll get into some numbers and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have really tried to focus on where do credit unions want the most help. So we spent most of the summer working with large credit unions and then surveying credit unions to try to better understand needs, where the gaps are. And really, I think we're all thinking probably too simplistically about digital transformation and what it's going to mean to us in the future. And, you know, some really big trends as we started to look at this were just kind of the market share more experienced providers were driving. So SoFi, Prosper, Lending Club, these guys are capturing share and personal loans specifically, but it's not on rate, it's on experience. So we wanted to better understand that. And one of the things we did was in their survey that kind of jumped out to me was, you know, 93% of credit unions said this was in their top three strategic priorities, which was cool to see that this was important.
Yeah.
84% said they didn't think they could compete with banks head on with the investment that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then only 17% were actually planning to invest more than $1 million in.
That's, I mean, the first number you gave and the last number you gave, there's a big discrepancy there because it sounds like it's in the plans, but only very few are actually executing, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the level of investment and kind of the pace of change don't marry up. Mm-hmm. The pace of change is only seems to be accelerating.
Right.
And I think the thing that we really are trying to help with is try to find a way to move credit unions to that best of breed. You know, so credit unions have thrived on personalization, on experience with their members. Mm-hmm. And as that consumer preference shifts digitally, how you replicate that's going to be the challenge.
Right.
And probably another number that we were projecting out into 2022 is nearly 81% of lending we think will be digital at that point in time. And that's across all loan types. Compare that to today, which is less than a third. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty significant shift in the next 5 years.
Yeah, no doubt. And Creighton's got to get there or else somebody else is going to do it. You know, there's other people already doing it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the one that probably makes me the most concerned is somebody like a SoFi. So, you know, you can argue with their whether or not they're underwriting the right loans, but they're building brand affinity with student loans, and they're starting to expand on that value chain towards mortgages already. They just launched a deposit product. So what happens when they start to erode credit unions' value prop around that really strong brand affinity that credit unions have thrived on? This technology is kind of giving people the right to come in from different angles that we haven't necessarily been accustomed
exactly.
to.
And they're calling their customers members. Yeah. So they're kind of, I don't want to say, we'll talk about pretending.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. When you look at, so you look at that from a fintech standpoint, but then on the other end, you got somebody like Marcus, which is taking traditional banking money and then driving that experience in. They were the fastest to grow over $1 billion in lending than any fintech.
Really? Oh, wow.
And you look at that and it's like they have all the money of Goldman Sachs but none of the legacy infrastructure. They can move pretty fast. They started with a different culture. And I think the thing we really want to emphasize is as credit unions go down this journey, they've got to get started yesterday because this takes 2 to 3 years to grow culturally and kind of exercise those muscles. And like, I think we only have 2 to 3 years to catch up before that membership potentially can start to erode.
Yeah, so true. And like you were telling me before the recording, it's like, this is a complicated process too. This isn't like, hey, you know what? I mean, it sounds great and it is great, but it's a complicated process. So that's why, like you said, you got to start this yesterday or else you're going to be left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think about just taking a product and putting it digitally, you know, traditionally you've had your loan officers be able to explain your products to your members. So what happens when that loan officer's not there in the digital environment? Does your product even make sense to the member? I looked at some of the things we did at CUNA Mutual Group in taking our products digital, and we made some of those early mistakes where the consumer just didn't understand what it was. So we had to refactor the product, refactor the tech to explain it better, and then we started to see results. But thinking through that, getting your member involved potentially in the design process to help hear that feedback, because surveys only tell you so much. It's how people touch and feel things where you'll see really if you're on the right track.
So right. And that kind of segues into the last part of our conversation about code development with credit unions, because you talked about, hey, let's get the members involved as well. Hey, let's get the credit unions involved when it comes to your process. So tell me a little bit about this process.
Yeah, this has actually been probably the most fun and energetic part of working at CUNA Mutual lately, is that there's not a product or service that we're in development on now that doesn't have credit unions in the mix giving feedback on a regular basis. Right. And so trying to better understand the needs of credit unions, both strategically, and then once we even start to build, see how they touch and feel things. So by the time we ever take a product to a broad launch now, I think our level of confidence that this is the right product and this is going to get the right results for the credit union is really been improved through this process. And that's where I see, you know, so much movement. We're not investing in things that we don't think have success, because we'll, you know, if the credit unions are in the mix, they can tell us when we're being dumb too.
and we don't go that route, okay? Go this way.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Well, because they're basically on the front lines with the consumer. So they're seeing what's happening. They're seeing the behavior right up front.
Yeah, and it's always in products, whether it's ours with credit unions or credit unions with their members, products are always the devils in the details, and the details don't show up till somebody touches and uses it. And so finding small pockets to test those assumptions out, try to drive the friction out of the process before you ever launch more broadly, I think has improved our product success, but also our ability to drive the value that credit unions are looking for.
Indeed. That's a great message to end on. Anything else to wrap up here, Joe?
No,
any
really
final words of wisdom?
No, appreciate the time, and this has been a fun event.
Indeed. And a budding host as well. So watch for him at your next game show. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Joe, thank you very much. Well done.